From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. Well, it's that time of year again. Time to look back at the 12 months behind us, take stock of progress or lack of progress.
Missouri is falling behind in most of the indicators. Our population is becoming more obese. We have more children in poverty.
Thomas McAuliffe is a policy analyst at the Missouri Foundation for Health. I sat down to talk with him about the yearly scorecard called America's Health Rankings, which has been published each year since 1990. Missouri's health ranking has been steadily dropping from 24th in the nation 20 years ago to 40th in 2011.
When we think about health, we think of going to the doctor, or we think of what we eat. And really, there are so many other things that determine our health, and they all play and depend on each other. Now, it's not just state spending, because this isn't a case in which the government is going to cure this problem, but it has to do with state spending. We're continually building new roads, but we're not continually improving how many Missourians get vaccinations or immunizations, how many communities have fluoride. It just isn't a case of money, although it's part of it. It's a case of knowledge. It's a case of access.
And I think it's interesting to sort of compare some of the states and look at the graphs over time. If you look at Missouri 21 years ago, was 24th, I think. Vermont, which is now number one, was 20th. And Mississippi, which is number 50, was 50th. Why do you think Missouri's been going down steadily in terms of these rankings?
You know, juxtapose this. Missouri is working hard to be the number one business-friendly state. Lowest taxes, tax abatement. But at the same time, we've jumped from 24th to 40th. The question has to be, what is a priority for our state? If public health was our priority, we would be number one. I guess the better question would be, get someone from Vermont on here and say, how is it that you guys went from around where Missouri was 20 years ago and you're now number one? And it would probably relate to better food choices. It would relate to a commitment to the state, recognizing that prevention and public health saves money as well as lives.
What do you think is the use of these sorts of rankings, comparing states, you know, even comparing different counties within states?
The number one thing is raising awareness. You and I wouldn't be talking if this report hadn't come out. But I think you have to take some of all of these with a grain of salt. The best example is this report suggests that the number of children living in poverty has decreased, and it's like 20% now. In 2001, we were at 10%. Yes, we have decreased by 3% over since last year, but relative to 2001, we are at 10%. This suggests we still have major, major work ahead.
Thomas McAuliffe is policy analyst with the Missouri Foundation for Health. You can hear our full interview on KBIA.org. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.